Hello, hello, hello. This is J.R. McNair in here with my man Demetrius. We're in the studio. How you doing, D?
I'm doing good, J.R. How about yourself?
Man, we're doing great, man. Listen, we are in the house for another episode of Atlanta Events. Atlanta Events is brought to you by Venue. Venue is the place where you need to go if you're looking for event spaces in Atlanta. Y'all know how many of y'all are going out here and trying to find these event spaces, spending all your time running around, looking on the internet, asking for referrals. Look, go to Venue, reach out to them, and they can help you to find the perfect event space in your area for your budget and something that fits your needs.
And you can also find them on Instagram at venue.us. That's VENNUE.US.
Most definitely. And listen, so definitely make that happen. The Velocity Company, we're so happy to be the presenter of this show, Atlanta Events, have our event sponsor, Venue, as our sponsor. And so this is the thing. Today, I didn't even know that... Who we were talking to a little bit before, but I said, you know what? I know this person. We met at an event, and phenomenal person. She talked to me about how she was actually went to meet the person who ended up giving Jack Daniels his start, or better yet, the person who trained Jack Daniels on how to make what he was making. So let's get her on the phone and talk to her about what it is that she's doing with this event. She's doing some phenomenal things, and I can't wait to talk to her. It's the beauty about technology. We can call in.
Well, how you doing? This is Demetrius Harrell with Mr. J.R. McNair with Atlanta Events and Velocity Radio. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We're doing wonderful.
Hey, how are you doing?
How are you doing?
Doing great. You know, I was just telling D, we met at the event in Atlantic Station.
You met me or you met Tiffany?
I could have met Tiffany. It could have been somebody from here. It's Black-owned Spirits. Y'all are having it downtown. And whoever I spoke with, they actually have a concierge type of alcohol bartender type of a service. So whoever that was, I spoke with them about this event, unless it's another event like this.
No, you actually, you spoke with Tiffany. I'm actually Shyla. I'm the event ambassador.
Okay.
So you spoke with Tiffany. She is the owner of Alcohol Heroes, and they do have alcohol catering business.
That is correct. It was Alcohol Heroes. I knew it was something at that point. But she told me about this great event that you all are putting on, and she told me the history of a lot of the Black-owned companies that were there. She showed me a lot of the different samples of the different liqueurs and wines and the sort. And she actually had somebody there that was a Black wine company that was there, and she told me the whole history. She showed me pictures of her time when she visited the farm where Jack Daniels and Uncle Nearest. That's
it's
it.
Uncle
I was
Nearest.
Gonna say Uncle yes. Remus, but I knew that wasn't right. So, but Uncle Nearest, and how he ended up training and teaching Jack Daniels how to do what it was that he did. So it was a great history lesson for me, because I'm a history buff, and I love to find out great stories like that. They need to make a movie off of that. I don't know, they may already be in the works, but.
It very well may be the story, and even right now, his Uncle Nearest, his descendants are benefiting from that, because now it's back Black owned, 300 acres.
Wow.
Owned by a Black woman, and she still makes sure it gives college scholarships to his descendants and everything like that. So it is definitely, I'm a history buff too, so that is a story that needs to be told.
Totally.
Definitely, because as of right now, a lot of people think that it was a matter of where Jack Daniels just took the name and ran with it. And of course, it could be a little, you know, hanky-panky went on back then. But for the most part, it's a beautiful story that comes full circle. And that's just one, Uncle Nearest is just one of the vendors that we will have at the Black-owned Spirits Expo.
Yeah, so tell me about the origin of it. And is this your first year doing it?
No, this is actually the second one.
Okay.
We did it this past summer.
Okay.
And when we got to talking about it and everything, it was like, okay, we need to do this again because it caught on and it was such positive feedback. It was beyond what we thought. We thought it'd be more so you get exposure to these brands, but as you get into it and you talk to these different owners, then you get a chance to hear the stories behind it. And the stories, everything from the logo of how they design it, up until the struggles that they deal with now, but you see that they're thriving and making it. So a lot of these companies are black owned. You wouldn't even know it when you see it in the store because they're not promoted. And they have distribution, but unfortunately distribution is not required to do marketing. So this was a way for us to come together, put these brands together, and make sure they get the exposure that they need. Because these are actually quality products. We are not just, little things that are made just off the wall. Somebody just say, hey, let me just whip up something real quick. No, these are quality, high-end products. But unfortunately, the exposure that they need, they were not receiving. So when we seen that was an issue, and the solution was to put them all in one place, highlight them along with other African-American entrepreneurs, and thus you have the Black-Owned Spirits Expo.
That is phenomenal. Listen, I think it's so important that we understand about marketing, especially in the Black community, because you can have a great business, desire, capacity, but you have to make sure you have demand. And demand happens not just because you have a good product. People have to know about it, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. So
that was a lot of problems.
Yeah, most definitely. So tell me, when y'all were deciding to come, what was the the inspiration, just even from the beginning? Like, how did y'all come up with this? How long is, when y'all did the one last summer, how did it all come about?
Well, it actually started with Tiffany and Sky, the head alcohol heroes, and they ran to a lot of these smaller brands and said, hey, I'm trying to get out there, I'm trying to get exposure and everything like that. And what's not told is that a lot of businesses went under because they did not know about the marketing of it. So Tiffany and Scott, when they seen that, hey, this is the need, we're going to come together, we're going to do this event. And as they began to plan and talk about it and everything like that, and I had worked with Tiffany in the past, we worked on one event together. And when she told me that's what we're doing, I was like, okay, hey, I want to be a part of it and be able to bring my skills and everything to it for the event. So after some talking with this, finding a venue, seeing how many brands would actually be interested in something like this, and even vendors that were not necessarily alcohol or spirit driven, who would actually be down for it. So the first one that we had card games, body products, in addition to spirits, black owned water, black owned energy drinks. It was 100% black owned businesses within a black owned building, presented by a black-owned company. So all of those, things like that line up and come together, you have to go with it. It is a beautiful thing when you put all of that. And so from there, we just went in, got our vendors, had people come out. We had a lot of different restaurateurs, other entrepreneurs, because that's another thing that we have found that has been very, very important, is that entrepreneurs have to learn how to support other entrepreneurs. It that goes without saying. I don't care, science, religion, whatever it is, seed time and harvest, it is what it is. You put in, you get out what you put in. So you have to be willing to invest in others, support others, entrepreneurs, in order for your business to grow. So when we seen all of that came together, and at the last one, that the energy was great. It was a beautiful thing. So this time we have actually almost doubled in size. We have state representatives coming through. We have influencers coming through. Of course, you have to throw in, some models and actors, because somebody got to be pretty besides me in the building. So they'll be coming through. that will be coming through. And then just the energy of it. So that's really why we encourage everybody to come out this Saturday, January 18th, to the Black Owned Spirits Expo.
That's phenomenal. We want to get everybody out there to that event. And that is something that, I was just seeing one of the entrepreneurs here, just got one of the female black entrepreneurs here in Atlanta. She actually just got set up to be the head of Google's one of their initiatives, and she was in a Pantene Pro-V or commercial. But one of the things she said in that commercial was done. It was about black women. It was shot, produced, edited all by black women, which I thought was phenomenal. And you know, and this is the thing, and It's about making sure that we identify and let people know that if they want to support certain ethnic groups, whether it's blacks or whoever that is, that you got to know who they are to support them, right? So it gives them an opportunity to put everybody in a room and be supported. So I think that's phenomenal. So tell everybody about the time and the day and how and where they can go about registering for this event.
All right, wonderful. Thank you all for having me on as well. The Black on Fierce Expo is happening this Saturday on January the 18th, 2020, at Open Room Studios, 2195 The Four Hills Road, Suite E. And that's in ATL 30318. It's free parking, but it is limited parking, so we're encouraging everyone to use your ride shares, Lyft, Uber, carpool, and everything like that, because it is limited. You can actually get tickets by going to blackonspiritsexpo.com, or if you go to Eventbrite and you search Black on Spirits Expo, then that will pull up. I will tell you, as of right now, VIP has sold out. Those general admission tickets that are left, but they are going fast. So you will want to go ahead and make sure that you get those, because we are scheduled. We are on track to sell out by end of the week.
How much is it for the tickets?
Right now, there are different prices for the ticket.
Baseline.
You can actually get them as, I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Yeah, what is the starting price?
Starting price for the ticket is $40. That's the last time I checked. Hold on, I'm so fiery.
Okay, no problem. And so that includes...
I'm not sure I give it to you, right.
And then that includes them sampling, or what does that include?
That includes unlimited sampling. Samples of the product, and it is every, like, the Uncle Nearest is one. We also have Wood Creek Distillery, who does a phenomenal moonshine. We also have Flow Wines. They have a whole different line of the Moscatos, the white, the red wines, everything like that. And correction, let me go ahead and make sure I double check. But tickets are starting at general admission tickets start at $49.
Okay, great. And so, name us, give me some other names of those, some of the people that are going to be there, because you just named off some there.
We also will have Sweetwater Brewery. They will be there.
Okay.
Plush Vodka.
Okay.
They will be there. We also have one of our sponsors, which is Green Tea, St. Royale Green Tea Vodka.
Oh, wow.
They will be there as well.
So let me ask you this. I don't want to, you know, do you have any favorites or something that you just like that maybe is a flavor or one of these brands that you just kind of like?
The moonshine was really good, because I'm from Alabama. I don't know if you all can tell from this wonderful Southern accent that I have. But when we grew up, moonshine was made in the backyard. It was strong. In an old rusty washing machine.
Yeah,
that's how we did it. So that process, he has actually taken and he puts flavor. It's flavor. It tastes wonderful. Also, Uncle Nearest. Only thing I would say, Uncle Nearest tastes wonderful, but it packs a punch. It's nothing to play with. It is wonderful. And Flow Wines is also good. I've actually tried Plush Vodka, and it's pretty good. It's very smooth and pleasant tasting. But you really can't go wrong with any of them. Like, so these are quality products. It just matter what your palate likes. And there's also going to be a black-owned tequila there. Tolero, they'll be there. Oh, and wow. It's light. If you're not a tequila drinker like myself, I'm not a tequila drinker, but that was something that they were able to talk me into. So it's really is, you go from table to table, see what you like, go back, get the information, and then after you get the information, make sure that you go out and you purchase these and you request these. Okay. And you tell others, especially if you go to black-owned restaurants and things like that, make sure that you say, hey, have you heard of this? Promote that. Because when you promote one, you promote us all. And that's just what it is. And also, it's good to see, it's always encouraging to see other businesses making it and thriving. it's a pride that I take. Even the young lady you're referring to that's not taking on at Google, like that made me proud. So when one win, we all win. So make sure that you're coming out, not only to Black on Fish Expo, but after you taste these products, ask for them in your local store. Go to them, find out where they're being distributed and request it so we can make our move in the spirit world as well.
That's right. I definitely love that mindset because I definitely like to go ahead and support my fellow people of color as well in all aspects. I also truly believe, yeah, when one win, we all win. And just kind of backtracking for a hot second, because you mentioned moonshine, and I like me some moonshine. Oh, especially apple pie moonshine. I could drink that all day.
You'll love it. Yes, I believe he does have apple pie, and he has a peach cobbler.
Oh wow, that's amazing. You know, the all these flavors and stuff, I mean, they can be infused in everything. And give us one more time how people can get in touch with you all about this event.
You just go to blackonspiritexpo.com, have all the information there. Also has the link where you can go and purchase your tickets. Like I said, they are at general admission tickets are now $49. That includes unlimited tastings at all of the vendors that will be present. As far as for the wine, spirits, tequila, cognac, you name it, it will be there. Beer, even a black on energy drink will be there, and black on water. So all of that is included for your $49. So grab a group of friends and come on down. And I promise you, I said, when you leave, you think you're coming to get tipsy, but you will leave inspired to go after your own dreams. You will leave inspired to stop procrastinating. Go after it. You owe it to you.
Yeah, no, we love that. And let me say something. We may send somebody out there to cover it. We have to see, though. But we love to support you all in what you're doing. And you all continue to do what you're doing. You're doing phenomenal stuff. When is the next one? Do y'all have another one set on the books anytime for after this one? Or y'all going to just get through this one? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get through this one. And then we're actually entertaining the thought of hosting smaller events just to highlight the individual brands.
Okay.
So we're entertaining that, but that's soon to come. But go to the website, blackonspiritexpo.com, and then all the updates, anything that we're working with will be there as different events come up. And also support Alcohol Heroes. If you have an event that is coming up or in need of a bartender, we even have a cocktail truck that can come out to your festival or event like that. And we're happy to accommodate that. It is a 100% full alcohol catering service. So by supporting that, you support Black Owned Spirits Expo.
Well, listen, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much. And we look forward to seeing some great things this weekend. You keep making it happen out there, and we appreciate all that y'all do.
Thank you. Thank you again so much for the opportunity. I appreciate it. We hope to see y'all there.
Okay. See you then. All right. Take care.
All right. Bye.
And that was really wonderful. But when she went and mentioned moonshine, I knew she was a woman of my own heart.
Hey, listen, man, I feel you on that end. You know, and that's so amazing when you kind of, you know, when I heard the story of Uncle Nearest and I heard about just that. I mean, man, you know, I'm a movie buff. I'm an autobiographer. Hearing about autobiographies and just histories of people and where they've come from and what they've done. And I mean, you can't beat real life, right?
Not at all.
You know, I mean, we could come up with people coming up with fiction stuff, but the real life is where it's at. So that is phenomenal. And so we look forward to seeing that event. I know it's going to be a phenomenal event. Who we got next, D?
So next we have a Fresh the Clowns, the Fresh Dance Class and Talent Search. So let's go ahead and get them on the line.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know we looking forward to getting them in and talking to them, because I've seen some of this stuff online. Phenomenal. I'm saying phenomenal.
What's going on, Ira? How you doing? This is Demetrius, and I'm with Mr. J.R. Right. McNair.
How are you doing today?
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing good.
Great, Ira. Well, you are on Velocity Radio Atlanta Events, and we hear that you got an event coming up soon.
Yeah, we got a dance class taking place here in Atlanta for the first time.
Okay, definitely. When is it taking place?
The 25th of this month, it'll be taking place.
Okay, great. Where is it going to be at?
It is located at the ATLA Entertainment Studio.
Okay, that's awesome.
And I'm pretty sure everybody is familiar with us. That's at 800 Wendell Suites. Yeah. And then it's on 300-366. It's 30336. That's the zip code. Come out, come have fun. Learn some of the Fresca Clown challenges that went viral all over the radio. Come take pictures, come meet and greet. And also, you have a chance to be in the new official single that we about to drop. It's called My Woe. And everybody is familiar with the new Woe dance. So, yeah, we taking place. We about to do this for the kids for Atlanta, Georgia.
And that's wonderful. Once again, yeah, it's great having you on the show. Because for those who don't know, his business partner is my cousin. And I definitely support them, kind of follow what they do. So Ira is definitely like family to me. And sitting there watching them continue to grow and inspire kids everywhere into dancing. And a lot of you out there probably already seen them with the Universal Circus.
When they Universal tour with them. Circus.
That's it.
There it is. Yeah.
You did kind of good.
Hey, look, man, you know, I used to have a past life of music and voiceover and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we know how to put it in. So, listen, so where do y'all have a website or someplace they can reach you all online?
Yes, y'all can reach us on all platforms, Instagram, Fresh the Clowns, Facebook, Fresh the Clowns. The website is Fresh the Clowns as well, www.freshtheclowns.com.
Is that clowns with everything. An S at the end or clowns without an S?
It's a clown. The website is Fresh the Clowns with three S's.
Okay.
It's with three S's. So it's www.freshtheclowns.com with three S's.
Okay.
On our social media, they all have one S, and you can find us on all platforms with that. We on all platforms from TikTok to Facebook to Instagram. So you can find us everywhere. You can even Google us. Just type in Fresh the Clowns and everything we do, all platforms will pop up on that as well.
Well, listen, I have some questions. So how long has Fresh the Clowns been out?
Well, I started Fresh the Clowns back in Detroit in 2013.
Oh, wow. So it's been around for 7 years.
Yeah, this is our 7th year anniversary. So, yeah, we've been out.
And congratulations.
It was a little rough patch. Thank you. It was a rough patch. There's a message that I want to give to everybody. When you start your own thing and it's going rough, it's always going to be rough at the beginning. I wanted to give up. I was just doing it for a side hustle, basically just to make a little money. But then I started realizing how the kids attracted to what I was doing, and it started getting bigger. Like as I said, I wanted to give up. But more and more of the kids pulled me to do what I'm doing today, as in to go harder, to work harder, to grind harder. And it took me further than what I ever would ever think I'll be. And now I'm staying in Georgia, all the way from Detroit, Michigan. And it's just been a good experience for the 7 years that I've been running Fresh the Clowns LLC.
Well, let me. So when you say you first started out, well, did you start out in, with Universal, or how did it all start? Give me the origin story.
Well, basically, my business partner, who I have back at home, that's running my company, at home, her name is Shante. She asked me to dress up as a clown for her daughter. Birthday party, and okay. I turned it down. I turned it down a couple of times, and she asked again, and I was like, I'm gonna give it a try. So I gave it a try. I dressed. Now at this time, I was a regular clown. Like I was really the Bobo the Clown, wearing the onesie outfit with the color balls and the big fro. You know what I'm saying? I was really a clown.
Okay,
yeah, but I saw some of those glow up pictures.
Yeah, I was really a clown. So it was like, the more I got into it, when I started dancing, because there really wasn't any clowns that was out doing dancing. They was basically coming doing magic tricks and, you know, they was doing all that.
Yeah.
So I was trying to figure out what can I do to be a different type of breed, a new millennium clown. So that it was still me myself. It was just me. So I would have wanted to see the big one piece clown outfit, but I swagged it out with some Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
And when I came to this party, the kids was like, "You got on forces." That was the first thing they noticed. They didn't care about the clown wig or none of that. They didn't care about that. They just noticed the swag. So once I started peeping that the kids were paying attention to what I was wearing, I said, okay, I got to switch it up. I'm looking like a typical clown. I'm looking like every clown that's coming out. So I'm about to get fresh. So that's when I did a couple of parties. I started getting bigger and bigger. That's when I hired my business partner, Smiles. His clown name is Fresh Peace. I hired him in because I was getting overbooked. So he came in and he brought a little flavor with it too, because at first we were wearing clown, like the original clown. So we was talking and we was like, we need to juice it up a little bit. We started switching up. We got the dread. We got the mohawk. We got the chains. We got the swag of the clothing. We started wearing the Chuck Taylors, from Chuck Taylors to the Jordans and stuff like that. So we started doing that. It started attracting more kids and the following started going a little bit. So 2015, that's when we got drafted to the Universal Circus. The only reason why we got drafted is because I asked the city of Detroit to hashtag the Universal Circus. So they got over like 5,000 hashtags and pictures of us, basically saying we want to be in the show. The corporate office called my phone at 8 a.m. in the morning. I'm asleep. I don't know what's going on. They're like, "Hey, Ira, this is the Universal Circus. I work for the Universal Circus, and I was asked to reach out for you." They reached out. It was so fast. They like, "We need a 7-minute video of y'all right now. You need to get all your clowns together. Y'all got to make a video, dance video." I called everybody. It was like there's six of us at the time. I called everybody. I'm like, "Y'all got to get over my house right now. We got to make this video." We made a video so quick. Sent it to them. They loved it. We did a pre-show. That following year, they came. That next year, they called us to be on tour.
Wow. That's awesome, man. So y'all been doing tours since then?
We've been doing tours since then, but we still was on the verge of blowing up. What made us blow up was 2016, when I came home, and I came home from tour just to visit my family. And I was sitting on the couch at my house with one of my clowns, and I'm like, "We need to make a challenge to the Juju the Beat Dance." This song wasn't even popular yet. It wasn't even blown up yet. So we just made this little challenge. We just made it, like, it took us like 20 minutes. We made it. I called the person who made the song. I'm like, "Come record us doing this challenge for your song." He came to my house. He recorded us. I'd say no later than 3 hours, the video was going viral all over social media, on everything. World Star, Hollywood, sports channels was calling, DMing me, emailing me, asking me, "Is it okay to post it?" Crime Mob, all the artists, the record label started calling me and Smiles. They was just blowing us up. And it blew up because they thought we were the ones that made the song, but we were the ones that made the challenge that made the song take off. So that was a plus as well.
Wow.
So we was getting so many calls left and right. It kept going on for like a good 3 weeks. It was 3 weeks that we was getting business calls. Bookings was going crazy. Everybody contacting us. So I came back on tour, and we've been on tour since then. And everything, anything that we touch or music, we got artists calling us saying, "Can we make a challenge to this?" But local people in each city and state ask us, "Can we make challenges to their songs?" So it's constantly work. And ever since Juju, we took off.
Wow, that's amazing, man. And, you know, I hear a common thread between that. And a lot of people don't realize how much it takes to actually get a business off of the ground. And a lot of people, they start and they say, "Man, I tried that entrepreneurship thing, but it didn't work." No, entrepreneurship tried you and you didn't work. You know? So
right,
you
know, right.
You got to work it. And from what I see, the common thread it got hard for you, you just kept, I mean, or when it was even good, you just didn't settle with that good that you had. You wanted to go to great. So you kept building.
Exactly.
Every year, and then the next year, and then the next year, and then eventually it just went to the point of where it went to the stratosphere, and it took you there. So, but I see that perseverance, man, and that persistence that you all had, and all I can do is applaud you.
Thank you. This just the beginning. We trying to make it further than what we done had. Some of everybody contact us, Nick Cannon. We done did the BET Awards. We done did so many big shows. But we don't feel that we are acknowledged enough yet. We want to get out there to bigger and better things. Like, we have a long way to go. And just because we're here now and we're doing good, I don't look at that as we made an accomplishment. Our accomplishment is to get bigger than where we at now.
Totally.
So we're big, but we want to get bigger than we at now.
That, man, that's awesome. And let me tell you something. I'm going to do whatever I can to help. And I know when we get offline, I'm going to make sure D sends my number you all's way so we can talk. And because I love what you all are doing. I've seen some of your videos, and you all are doing some amazing things, man. And the creativity and the innovation that was there that I saw, man, I love that. You know, I mean, when people, I tell people all the time, I say, you know, it's one thing about doing something. It's already a McDonald's out there. It's already a Papa John's out there. You know, I mean, you know, right. You don't want to create another McDonald's or a Papa John's. Look, come out with a Marco's, or come out with whatever it is. Come out with a new brand, a new flavor, a new something
that
people would love. You know what I mean? Because people are looking for something new.
And that's true. So we trying to keep it fresh, and we trying to keep it brand new for everybody. Every video, our videos went from went from 3D all the way up to HD. So we started where it wasn't even no cameras that was shooting good footage. We was using regular little Nokias recording us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, just recording off of a regular phone. Now we got. You could tell from our old videos all the way to our new videos. Like, we got 4D, 4G, everything. iPhone 11, we shoot with some of everything. We got everything that shoot our videos. So this year, we'll be on West Coast for the Universal Circus. It's been a minute since we've been West Coast, so we ready to touch some of our fans that way, because we see a lot of, how come y'all never come West Coast? So we'll be there this year. And we're going to touch bases over there and build more fan base.
Listen, man, I mean, have y'all been overseas?
Yes, we went to Scotland, and they loved us. They loved us over there.
Well, man, look, I'm going to connect y'all with some of my people in Germany. I used to play football in Europe, and so I got people in Germany and Paris and Vienna, like all over. And I think that'll be phenomenal, because just our culture, man, is like something that's definitely exported from the United States across the world. That's the people talk about exports, but the biggest thing we export to the world is our culture, right?
Right. And that's so right.
Yeah, and so, you know, and so, definitely, man, y'all continue to do what y'all doing. This is coming up on the 25th. Now, what's the cost to actually attend this event or this class?
Well, the cost is to attend this event. You can get it. You can go to our social media, Fresh the Clowns. You can click the link, and you can get an advanced ticket for $15 on the link.
Okay.
Advanced ticket is $15. Advanced tickets, and it's slightly higher at the door. Just to come and watch is $5, because, you know, it's minimum space.
Yes.
So if you just coming to, you know, stand around and watch the show, you have, it's a small fee just because it's minimum space, and we are going to be doing a lot of dancing and a lot of editing and shooting a brand new video, so we're going to need a certain amount of space. But say, you can go on our social media, click it again. It is at the ATLA Entertainment Studio, and that is in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay.
And you can also go to Eventbrite and search Fresh Dance Class, and that should bring it up there as well.
Okay, great. That's excellent. Well, listen, I'm so excited, man. I'm gonna tell you, January 25th, man, I may just stop by just to check it out, because, man, I seen y'all videos, and I was like, man, you know, y'all in the A, What? We need to make sure we can get out there, man. Because like you said, they wanted you on the West Coast, but we got y'all right here in the A, and we're going to do whatever we can to make sure we let y'all know that we appreciate y'all being here.
Okay, and just to let y'all know, we are starting the Fresh the Clowns ATL. So you come into this event, you never know. You may be one of the first that be added to the new crew of Fresh the Clowns ATL.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you got an opportunity to become a part of the movement from an actual character standpoint and actually get in there and make those things happen. Listen, y'all, take advantage of that. Take advantage of it. So we look forward to seeing all the great things. And we'll definitely touch base, real soon, man. But y'all continue to do what y'all are doing. Man, we're excited for you. We look for great things for 2020 for Fresh the Clowns.
That's it. It's time to shine. We about to shine for these kids. 2020 is our year.
Hey, man, all day, man. Let's make it work, man. We appreciate your hour, man. We'll talk to you real soon, brother. Take care.
All right. See y'all later. Fresh the Clowns, lay the beat down.
There it is.
Man, that was great. It was great having him on. It was wonderful having the lovely Miss Shiloh on for Black Owned Spirits. And it's just a lot of events happening here in Atlanta and a lot of good things happening. So just before we get ready to kind of wrap up, I just want to mention, if you want to get your event kind of posted on the show, I mean, if you want to come on the show and get your event promoted on the show, if you have an event venue that you would like to promote on the show, feel free to reach out to us. You can find us on Instagram at Velocity Radio Network. I mean, you can reach out to us
via email at info@velocityradio.net.
Yes, sir. So, JR, it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Man, listen, I'm excited, man. All these good events, man. I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, like, can I, do I have enough time to get to every last one of them? Because, man, it's some phenomenal events out here, D. So, man, listen, I'm excited. It's some great things happening in 2020 in the A and across the nation. We're Atlanta Events, but guess what? We might pop up in your city somewhere across the nation just because we may have some people that are from Atlanta that are doing some things there. So if you want to connect with us, just reach out to us. We'd be happy to make these things happen. So, you know, let's take it to the house, D. J.R. McNair, D, sitting in the studio, Atlanta Events 2020.